members, welcome to the Portfolio Committee on Police, first meeting of the third quarter of 2018. Also welcome to all the other role players, Department of Police, of the Secretariat, State Legal Advisor. Also welcome to the Secretary of Police, Mr. Apia, also officials from the Ministry and Media, and Civil Society, you're very much welcome. Honourable members, just to maybe quickly deal with our programme for today and for the rest of the week. We will also hopefully get an updated program later for distribution of, regarding the term. Today we want to finalize the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill. Members will remember during our last meeting that we had just before the recess, we decided to give more time to the State Legal Advisor and the team just to refine all the amendments and not just to continue with that on the same day. So that was done during the recess. So we'll go through the amendments, adopt the bill, and then, of course, the report. Then the adoption of minutes. There's a few sets of minutes that we need to deal with. And then we've got also a referral from the speaker regarding IFED that we'll just formally table. And then members will remember, with regard to the DNA board, there was the outstanding strategic and annual performance plan. And we requested them to come to the committee and brief us. There's also an excellent research report that was written in preparation for members, provided by the researchers, so members are very much welcome to look at that as we progress that with that matter. Tomorrow, colleagues at 9, colleagues will remember there's a new head for the DPCI, so we requested him to come to the committee to give his maybe strategic vision, but also the turnaround plan for the DPCI, the Hawks. And then we've also included a number of issues that is in the public domain or investigations, high-level investigations that we need feedback on. One of the issues that's also quite concerning is the issue of taxi violence across the country. And we also asked Santaku also tomorrow to come and see what can be done also from a cooperation point of view of that. So that is our program for tomorrow morning. And in the afternoon, members will remember we've indicated that to the new divisional head of crime intelligence that we'll give him a number of months to become accustomed to the environment, but then he must come to the committee and brief us on the turnaround strategy and issues that's on the table. So he will come to us tomorrow afternoon at 2 for that interaction. What is happening in that environment? What's the progress of the turnaround strategy, issues in the public domain, what is going on, what's happening. Then members, in terms of the draft program that was distributed to members, I think during the recess, we were planning to deal with the firearms amnesty matter on Thursday, as well as getting input from the various role players and stakeholders, and also get a briefing from SAPS on the Central Firearms Registry as well as the Firearms Appeal Board. But we received a letter this morning from the Minister of Police indicating that he wants to keep the matter of the firearms amnesty in abeyance at this stage, not to proceed with it. So we had a short discussion this morning. We thought let's rather postpone that meeting and have it on another appropriate date. If the amnesty is not going ahead this year, we will of course have the other briefings that was distributed in the next 3 weeks. So Thursday will then fall away. So I just want to indicate to members in terms of the plan. Next week we will go back to the usual Tuesday-Wednesday cycle, and when the draft program is available, we just will go through that. So members, just that's just in brief. So we will meet this week on today and tomorrow. Right. Thank you very much, members. We will then immediately go to item 1, is the finalization of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill. Maybe just to the drafting team, state law advisors, is there anything from their side they just want to maybe highlight?
Okay, nothing at this stage. All the amendments that were voted on were checked and all contained now in the V-Bill.
Okay. Right, honourable members, I just want to see then if everybody's got a copy of the V-Bill with them and the amendments. if we maybe can go to the B bill. And I think what we will do is maybe just to that members then refer to the final text as we go along. And if there's anything that is not in order, please raise your hand to alert us that we deal with it. Right, on page 3, if we go to page 2 of the table, on page 3 from line 33 of the 16, to omit power of the minister to declare critical infrastructure, determine critical infrastructure complex, and in substitute requirements for declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure. Then on page 3 from line 35 of the 17, to omit factors to be taken into account in declaration of critical infrastructure and to substitute applications for declaration as critical infrastructure and critical infrastructure complex by person in control of infrastructure. Page 3, line 36. No. And then will you read? Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll write my voice in a minute.
Thank you, Chair. Three on page 3, from line 36 of the 18, to omit application for declaration as critical infrastructure by person in control, and to substitute application for declaration as critical infrastructure and critical infrastructure complex by National Commissioner. Four, on page 3, from line 37 of the 19, to omit application for declaration as critical infrastructure by National Commissioner and to substitute consideration of application for declaration as critical infrastructure by Critical Infrastructure Council. Page 3, that's 5, Chair, on page 3 from line 38 of the 20 to omit declaration as critical infrastructure and substitute power of the minister to declare infrastructure as critical infrastructure. Clause 1, on page 4, from line 28 to omit section 20, in brackets 4, and to substitute section 20, in brackets 1, and includes a critical infrastructure complex we required by the context. On page 4, line 31, to omit section 16 in bracket 3 and to substitute with section 20, 1C. On page 4 of the line 38, to insert the following definition, bracket government infrastructure, for the purposes of section 9.4 and section 18, means infrastructure control, comma, owned, comma, occupied or possessed by a government department in the national sphere and in respect of whose operation or administration that department is responsible. Close bracket. Four on page five on line two, comma, after water to insert, but excludes any information infrastructure as contemplated in any legislation on cybersecurity. On page five on page five, after line six, comma, to insert the following definition. National security as the meaning ascribed to it in section 198 of the Constitution. On page 5, on line 13, after any other person to insert, whether by way of public-private partnership or similar agreement.
Sorry, Chair. If I could just quickly interject. There seems to be, it's probably just a numbering issue, but the what point 4 under clause 1 in the amendments refers to, line 2, is what is reflected in the following point, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's been a jump. You'll see point 4 under clause 1 talks about after water inserting but excludes, etc., etc. But that is what's contained in line 6, or line 7, actually. So I mean, I'm sure the content is correct, but just how it's reflected in the amendments doesn't seem to align.
Well, better let's get the team to respond.
Yes, Chair, the amendment refers to the initial bill that was tabled, but the lines and pages may differ in the B bill.
The importance is, I mean, that we check that all the amendments is actually in the final bill. I mean, there might be differences in terms of the number. But thank you for that, Ramon Dele. Are you satisfied with the explanation? Thank you.
So we're on 7. On page 5, on line 20, of the post to insert and person in control of an infrastructure shall be construed accordingly. On page 5 of the line 23 to insert, CIRA means the private security industry regulatory authority established in terms of section 2.1 of the Private Security Industry Regulation Act 2001, Act number 56 of 2001. On page 9, on page 5, from line 29 to omit section 24 and to substitute with sections 19.1b and 21d. Ten, on page 5, on line 39, of the security measures to insert, subject to subsection 26.2. Clause 2, 1 on page 5, on line 60, after pertaining to insert security measures applicable to. Two, on page 6 from line 1, to omit legislation and to substitute Act of Parliament. Clause 4, 1 on page 6 from line 39 to substitute for clause 4 the following clause 4. 4, 1, a critical infrastructure council is hereby established. Two, the minister appoints members of the critical infrastructure council, which must consist of the following persons. A, the secretary for the police service. B, an official at the level of at least chief director or an equivalent level designated by each of the heads of the following institutions. Roman numeral 1, Department of Defense. Roman numeral 2, Department of Home Affairs. Roman numeral 3, Department of Public Works. Roman numeral 4, National Disaster Management Center. Roman numeral 5, South African Local Government Association. Roman numeral 6, South African Police Service. And Roman numeral 7, State Security Agency. And C, 5 members appointed in terms of subsection 8 from the private sector and civil society who are, Roman numeral 1, not disqualified in terms of section 5, and 2, preferably appropriately qualified, knowledgeable and experienced in the fields that include critical infrastructure protection, risk management, disaster management, or basic public services. 3, the members of the council must, when viewed collectively, preferably be persons who are suited to serve in the council by virtue of their qualifications, expertise and experience in fields that includes infrastructure protection, engineering disaster management, or security policy. 4, in the event that A, the functions or functioning of infrastructure that forms the subject of an application for the declaration as critical infrastructure may affect or be affected by the functional area of responsibility of a government department or an organ of state not referred to in subsection 2b, the chairperson may request the head of that government department or the head of that organ of state to designate an appropriately qualified official to assist with such application. Or B, the council is of the opinion that any other person could assist in general or with a specific application for the declaration as critical infrastructure. The council may request the minister to appoint such person on an ad hoc basis to advise or assist the council. 5, the minister must appoint A, official to refer to in subsection 2B, after consultation with a cabinet member responsible for the institution in question. B, members referred to in section 2C in terms of subsection 8, and C, persons referred to in subsection 4B on advice of the council. 6, in the event that it is necessary to appoint a member referred to in section 2C, the minister must request the National Assembly to submit a list of candidates for appointment. 7, the speaker must refer the matter to the relevant committee of the National Assembly to A, publish a notice in the Gazette and in at least 2 national newspapers circulating in the Republic, inviting applications from interested persons and members of the public to nominate B, compile a short list of not less than 20 persons who are not disqualified in terms of section 5A, C, D, E, F, or G from the applications and nominations referred to in paragraph A, for persons serving on the council who qualify for a further appointment in terms of subsection 10. C, submit the list referred to in paragraph B to the State Security Agency for consideration and issuing of a top secret security clearance. D, conduct interviews with the persons referred to in paragraph B who are not disqualified in terms of section 5B for purposes of compiling a list of 10 recommended candidates in order of preference. E, submit the list of names referred to in paragraph B to the National Assembly for approval. And F, submit the approved list of names contemplated in paragraph E, together with their resumes to the minister. The minister must appoint 5 members of the council from the list referred to in subsection 7 if and publish the names of the members of the Gazette. 9. Subject to subsection 12, a member of the council appointed in terms of subsection 8 holds office for a period of not exceeding 5 years. 10. Upon the expiry of an appointed member's first term of office, as contemplated in subsection 9, the member may be reappointed for one further term only. 11. The secretary for the police service is the chairperson of the council, and the minister must designate from the persons contemplated in subsection 2c a member as deputy chairperson. 12. A member of the council appointed in terms of subsection 8 must vacate office if that member A resigns by giving at least 30 days written notice addressed to the minister, or B is removed from office by the minister as contemplated in subsection 14. 13. If a member of the council appointed in terms of subsection 8 resigns or vacates office before the expiry of his or her period of office, the minister must request the National Assembly to follow the procedure in subsection 7, provided that the minister may appoint a new member from the list contemplated in subsection 7d, and candidates on that list are still available for appointment. 14. The minister may, after due process by the National Assembly, remove a member of council appointed in terms of subsection 8 from office on account of A. Absence from 3 consecutive meetings without good cause, B. Misconduct, incapacity or incompetence, C. Becoming disqualified as contemplated in subsection 5, or D. Any other lawful reason. 15. The minister may suspend a member where there are reasonable grounds to do so until the process contemplated in subsection 14 is finalized. 16. The minister may request the cabinet member responsible for an institution which is represented on the council, as contemplated in subsection 2b, to nominate another representative for appointment to substitute the institutions represented in the council. 17. Members of the council who are appointed in terms of subsection 8 may be paid such remuneration and allowances as the minister may, with the written concurrence of the Minister of Finance, determine. 18. The deputy chairperson referred to in subsection 11 must, when the chairperson is absent or unable to perform his or her duties, act in his or her stead, and when so acting, exercise a form or function, any function of the chairperson.
Maybe if you want the water break, we will allow it after each clause. Baba can also come on board if you need. Okay. Everybody happy with clause 5? Thank you, Evan.
Clause 5, on page 8, from line 17 to omit section 4, 3C, and to substitute section 4, 2B and C. 2, on page 8, from line 25, after infrastructure to omit all. 3, on page 8, from line 26, to omit paragraph F and to insert F has been removed from office, has been removed from an office of trust, or G is by virtue of any other law disqualified from being appointed. Clause 6. 1. On page 8, from line 28, to substitute for clause 6 the following clause 6. 6. The expenses incurred in connection with the exercise of the powers, the carrying out of the duties, and the performance of the functions of the Critical Infrastructure Council, including the remuneration and expenses contemplated in section 17, in section 417, must be defrayed from the budget allocation of the Civilian Secretariat for the Police Service, established in terms of section 4.1 of the Civilian Secretariat for Police Service Act 2011, Act number 2 of 2011, as voted in terms of the Annual Division of Revenue Act. Clause 7, on page 28, from line 35, to substitute for clause 7 the following clause 7. 7, 1, the functions of the critical infrastructure are to A, subject to subsection 2, consider any application for declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure referred to in Chapter 3 and make recommendations on such application to the Minister. Subject to Subsection 3 approved guidelines regarding Roman numeral 1, the assessment of an application contemplated in Section 17, Roman numeral 2, the implementation of the prescribed system for categorization of critical infrastructure in a low risk, medium risk, and or high risk category referred to in Sections 19.1b or 21b. Roman numeral 3, policies, protocols, and standards regarding any matter necessary to achieve the purpose of this Act. And Roman numeral 4, the promotion of public-private sector cooperation in the protection of critical infrastructure, and C, perform any other functions which may be assigned to the Council by the Minister. Two, when making a recommendation to the Minister on application referred to in subsection 1A, the Council must consider the following before making a recommendation. A, the requirements referred to in section 16.1. B, any criteria contemplated in section 16.1. See any report or submission that must accompany such an application. D, an appropriate risk categorization of the infrastructure in question in accordance with the prescribed system of categorization referred to in sections 19.1b and 21b.
Sir, just a moment.
Honourable Markey.
2b. I heard them saying contemplated in section 16.1. I see it's 16.2.
There was an explanation from the Brigadier earlier in terms of how it was numbered early on. I'm not sure if Mr. Markey was around.
I'm giving you the brief.
In the bill itself, it's saying 16.1 in A, but in B it's saying 16.2.
Chair, if I may, I did also hear Mr. Kenneth say 16.1, but I'm sure he meant 16.2, because 16.2 is correct according to what that subject matter referred to. So I assume it was just he misspoke, yeah. But the text is correct, yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you. But anything, please raise it to members that we can consider it. Civilian Secretariat?
No, it's fine, Chair. I think it just misread it.
You raised your question. Thank you. Thank you, this right law advisor. You can continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. E, any conditions for such declaration as contemplated in section 21.1c. 3, when approving guidelines referred to in section 1b, the Council must consider the following. Any submission by the National Commissioner as contemplated in section 9.2. B, any relevant submission by any other person having an interest in the protection of critical infrastructure. C, any budgetary implications related to the critical infrastructure, to critical infrastructure protection. D, any other matter that may promote the purpose of this Act or affect the implementation thereof. 4, the guidelines referred to in subsection 1b must include guidelines regarding A, the identification and management of risks relating to critical infrastructure, B, the establishment and maintenance of a legitimate, effective, and transparent process for identifying and declaring infrastructure as critical infrastructure, and C, the procedures to coordinate the functions and activities of government departments and the private sector insofar as those functions and activities are performed to achieve the purpose of this Act. 5, in addition to any function contemplated in the section, the Council may A. advise the Minister on the evaluation, monitoring and reviewing of the implementation of policy, protocol, standards and legislation related to the protection of critical infrastructure, and B. make recommendations to the Minister on any function of the Minister contemplated in Section 22 or Section 23. 6. The Council must submit a report to the Minister within 3 months of the end of each financial year regarding A. the activities of the Council during the preceding financial year, B. particulars pertaining to the number of declarations as critical infrastructure, including the names of the critical infrastructure, C. particulars pertaining to any decision by the Council to depart from publication of the notice contemplated in Section 17.8b. D. particulars pertaining to any limitations or revocation as critical infrastructure. E. the level and extent of public-private sector cooperation. And F. any other matter that may impact on the protection of critical infrastructures or the functioning of the Council.
How much ever, members, happy? Clause 8, thank you.
Clause 8, 1 on page 9, from line 26, to substitute for clause 8, the following clause 8. 8, 1, the Critical Infrastructure Council must meet at least quarterly. 2, the Secretary for the Police Service must ensure that the secretarial services are provided to the Critical Infrastructure Council. 3, the chairperson may at any time convene a special meeting of the Council and must also convene such a meeting at the written request of the Minister. 4. If at least 3 members of the Council request a special meeting in writing, the chairperson must convene such a meeting within 7 days after receiving the request. 5. 7 members of the Council, which must include the chairperson or deputy chairperson, will constitute a quorum at any meeting of the Council. 6. Decisions of the Council must be taken by majority of votes, and in the case of an equality of votes, the chairperson has a casting vote in addition to his or her deliberate vote.
Thank you very much, sir. Can we move to part B?
Clause 9. On page 9 from line 36, to substitute for clause 9, the following clause 9. 9.1. The National Commissioner must A. establish and maintain the administrative system and procedures necessary for the implementation and enforcement of this Act. B. support the Critical Infrastructure Council and the Minister in the administration of this Act. And C. effect cooperation between the South African Police Service and any other organs of state and the private sector insofar as it relates to the protection of critical infrastructure. 2. The functions of the National Commissioner are to develop uniform standards, guidelines and protocols for approval by the Council regarding A. the manner in which Roman numeral 1 infrastructure must be identified, categorized and declared as critical infrastructure. Roman numeral 2. Any physical security assessment of the critical infrastructure and potential critical infrastructure is conducted and coordinated between government departments. Roman numeral 3. Information which may be relevant to critical infrastructure protection is shared between the relevant stakeholders, or Roman numeral 4, any prescribed committee or forum must function and report, and B, structures and mechanisms to facilitate coordination in and management of the protection of critical infrastructure. 3, the National Commissioner must A, consider an application from a person in control of an infrastructure for declaring that infrastructure as critical infrastructure. B. conduct or facilitate any physical security assessment of critical infrastructure or potential critical infrastructure. C. make recommendations to the Council on the declaration and risk categorization of such critical infrastructure or potential critical infrastructure. D. evaluate, monitor and review the application and operational effectiveness of policy, guidelines or legislation related to the protection of critical infrastructure and advise the Council accordingly. E. evaluate and review physical security assessments, resilience reports and any designation as critical infrastructure and advise the Council accordingly. F. consider any draft of a prescribed security policy or plan submitted to his or her office. G. Issue directives regarding the procedures to be followed at the meetings of any prescribed committee or forum. And H. Compile and submit quarterly reports to the council, which must at least include Roman numeral 1, particulars of the related activities of the South African Police Service during the preceding quarter. Roman numeral 2, particulars of the number of applications for declaration of infrastructure, critical infrastructure. Roman numeral 3, particulars of the level and extent of government departments participation in the functioning of a committee or forum. And Roman numeral 4, the level and extent of public-private sector cooperation in the functioning of a committee or forum. 4, the National Commissioner may, in the prescribed manner, apply for the declaration of government infrastructure as critical infrastructure.
Thank you. Members, are you happy? Thank you, sir.
No, Chair, I'm happy. I just want to, I'd like to approach Mr. Kenneth, just to give him, I think he's reading from the version we had before we submitted the corrections to the printers. So can I just give you this?
So clause 10, 1, on page 10, on line 46, of the police officials insert who are in possession of an appropriate security clearance certificate. 1, on page 11, on line 2, of the physical security cert assessment. 2, on page 11, from line 2, to omit section 18, substitute with section 17.5C1, or any other subsequent physical security assessment. 3, on page 12, from line 10, to omit 7, and to substitute 8. 4, on page 12, from line 14, to insert new clause 10. 10, an inspector, prior to exercising any power in terms of this chapter, must identify himself or herself to the person in control or the security management, the security manager of the critical infrastructure in question, and must produce the certificate issued by the National Commissioner referred to in section 10.2.
Clause 11, everybody happy? Anything? Right, thank you. Can we move then to clause 12?
Clause 12, 1, on page 12 from line 25, to substitute for subclause 4, the following subclause 4. 4, the National Commissioner must designate a police official who is a member of the committee or working group as chairperson thereof. 2, on page 12, line 29, after advice to insert or assistant. 3, on page 12, from line 41, to omit national critical information infrastructure and to substitute information infrastructure. Can you watch it? Clause 30. Clause 13, 1, on page 12, from line 44, to substitute for clause 13 the following clause. 13. The restrictions on entry contemplated in section 25.2 do not apply in respect of a member of the security services established in terms of section 199 of the Constitution, who is required in the performance of his or her functions and the carrying out of his or her duties to enter any critical infrastructure. 2. Section 25.2 must not be interpreted so as to restrict powers of entry assigned by law to any functionary in the employ of an organ of state. 3. Any member or functionary referred to in subsection 1 or 2 must produce proof of his or her appointment and identity to the satisfaction of the person in control of the critical infrastructure or an appointed security manager. Clause 14. One on page 12 on line 54 of the sections to insert 11. Two on page 12 from line 55 of the sections to omit 4, 11, 16, 19, 20, and 21 and substitute it with 4, 14, 2, 15, and 20.
Everybody happy? Right, then we move to clause 15.
Clause 15, one on page 13 from line 27 to omit an annual and insert a biannual. Two on page 13 from line 39 to omit 7G and to insert 7-6. Clause 16 on page, sorry, one on page 13 from line 33 to substitute clause 16 with the following clause. Requirements for declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure. 16. One, infrastructure qualifies for declaration as critical infrastructure if the functioning of such infrastructure is essential for the economy, national security, public safety, and the continuous provision of basic public services. And B, the loss, damage, disruption, or immobilization of such infrastructure may severely prejudice Roman numeral 1, the functioning or stability of the Republic, Roman numeral 2, the public interest with regard to safety and the maintenance of law and order, and 3, national security. 2, in determining whether the qualification requirements contemplated in subsection 1 are met, or more, one or more of the following criteria must be applied. A, the infrastructure must be of significant economic, public, social, or strategic importance. B, the Republic's ability to function, deliver basic public services, or maintain law and order may be affected if a service rendered by the infrastructure is interrupted or if the infrastructure is destroyed, disrupted, degraded, or caused to fail. C, interruption of a service rendered by the infrastructure or the destruction, disruption, degradation, or failure of such infrastructure will have a significant effect on the environment, the health or safety of the public, or any segment of the public, or any other infrastructure that may negatively affect the function or functioning of the infrastructure in question. D, there are reasonable grounds to believe that the declaration as critical infrastructure will not have a significantly negative effect on the interest of the public. E, the declaration as critical infrastructure is in the pursuance of an obligation under any binding international law or international instrument, and if any criteria which may, from time to time, be determined by the minister by notice in the Gazette after consultation with the Critical Infrastructure Council.
Discrepancies. Right, can we go to 17?
Clause 17, on page 14, from line 12, we substitute clause 17 with the following clause. Application for declaration as critical infrastructure and critical infrastructure contract by a person in control of infrastructure. 17.1. A person in control of infrastructure may, in the prescribed manner and format, lodge with the National Commissioner an application to have such infrastructure declared as critical infrastructure in terms of this chapter. 2. An application for declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure must contain the following information. A. The sector in which the primary functions of such an infrastructure takes place. B. The resource available to the person in control of infrastructure to 1, Roman numeral 1, safeguard such an infrastructure against destruction, disruption, failure, or degradation. Two, Roman numeral 2, repair or replace such infrastructure, including its equipment, materials or service, or Roman numeral 3, ensure that the infrastructure recovers from any destruction, disruption, failure, or degradation. C, the effects or the risk of a destruction, disruption, failure, or degradation of such an infrastructure on Roman numeral 1, the environment, Roman numeral 2, public, the health or safety of the public or any segment of the public, Roman numeral 3, the public's ability to function, deliver basic public services or maintain law and order, and Roman numeral 4, any other infrastructure that may negatively affect the function and functioning of the infrastructure in question, and D, the size and location of any population at risk, E, historic incidents of Roman numeral 1, threats against the infrastructure, and Roman numeral 2, destruction, failure, or degradation of such infrastructure, if the level of risk or threats to which such an infrastructure is exposed or potentially exposed. G, special characteristics or attributes of such infrastructure to deal with any threat contemplated in section in paragraph F. H, the extent to which the declaration as critical infrastructure will promote the interest of the public. I, any other information which may, from time to time, be determined by the minister by notice of the consultation with the Critical Infrastructure Council. 3, in the event that a government department or any other organ of state has functional control over the sector in which the activities or the infrastructure falls, the application must further contain A, a submission by the head of the government department or head of an organ of state who has functional control over the sector in which the activities of the infrastructure fall to support the application, and B, particulars of any other Roman numeral 1 person other than the applicant who has a right or an interest or who has a right or interest in the infrastructure in question. Roman numeral 2, agreement with a person contemplated in subparagraph Roman numeral 1 regarding the application or declaration as critical infrastructure. Roman numeral 3, person other than the applicant who will be responsible for the cost of securing the infrastructure in question. Roman numeral 4, agreement with a person contemplated in subparagraph Roman numeral 3 regarding the cost of securing the infrastructure in question, and C, any other relevant information which is, in the opinion of the applicant, necessary for the proper consideration of the application. 4, where it appears from the application that the infrastructure contemplated in subsection 1 partly consists of, incorporates, or has any information infrastructure as contemplated in legislation on cybersecurity, the National Commissioner must follow the procedure contemplated in section 24. 5, subject to subsection 6, the National Commissioner must A, upon receipt of an application, publish a notice of the application in the Gazette, Roman numeral 1, stating the name of the applicant and the address of the premise in respect of which the application is made, and Roman numeral 2, inviting interested persons to submit written comments in relation to the application. B, within 30 days of receipt of an application, conduct a physical security assessment of the infrastructure in order to, Roman numeral 1, verify the information in the application, Roman numeral 3, assess the risk category in which the infrastructure or part thereof may be categorized, Roman numeral 3, confirm whether the physical security measures proposed by the person in control of the infrastructure comply with the prescribed measures and standards for the protection of the infrastructure. Roman numeral 4, provide the person in control of that infrastructure with an opportunity to make written submissions regarding the physical security assessment which is conducted in terms of the subsection, and C, within 60 days of the physical security assessment has been conducted or the submissions contemplated in paragraph B, 4, are received, whichever occurs last, submit to the council for consideration Roman number 1, the written physical security assessment report together with the application, Roman number 2, any comments contemplated in paragraph A, Roman number 2, and Roman number 3, any written submissions in terms of paragraph B, Roman number 4. 6, in the event that the applicant shows good cause why the procedure in subsection 5A should not be followed, the National Commissioner must refer the request to the Council, who may dispense with the publication as referred to in subsection 5A after considering the facts in subsection 7. 7, for the purpose of subsection 5 and 6, the applicant must show that the departure from the procedures in subsection 5A is reasonable and justifiable in the circumstances, taking into account all relevant factors, including A, the objects of declaration as critical infrastructure. B, the nature, purpose, and likely effect of the declaration as critical infrastructure. C, the nature and extent of the departure from subsection 5A. D, the relation between the departure and its purpose. E, the importance of the purpose of the departure. And F, the need to promote an efficient administration and good governance. 8, in the event that the Council decides that the process contemplated in subsection 5A must be followed, the Council must direct the National Commissioner to publish the notice contemplated in subsection 5A with directions on the information that must be contained in the notice, whereafter the National Commissioner will deal with the application. B, may be departed from, the Council must direct the National Commissioner to depart from the provisions of subsection 5A and proceed to deal with the application. 9, the National Commissioner may request the head of a government department, which is a security service established under section 199 of the Constitution, to designate a suitably experienced member of that security service to assist with a physical security assessment contemplated in subsection 5B when required. 10, if the infrastructure relevant to the application consists of multiple structures, services or facilities, the person in control of those infrastructures must apply for declaration in respect of all such infrastructures as critical infrastructure. 11, where the National Commissioner is unable to comply with any of the time frames contemplated in subsection 5, the National Commissioner must, in writing, apply to the Council in the prescribed form and manner for an extension not exceeding 30 days or such other period as the Council may determine. 12, where an extension of time is granted as contemplated in subsection 11, the Council must inform the applicant referred to in subsection 1 in writing of such extension. I'm
fine, Chief. Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to be reminded 5A. Upon receipt of an application, meaning the National Commissioner must, upon receipt of an application, publish a notice of the application in the Gazette stating the name of the applicant and the address of the premises in respect of the application. Just to be reminded, do we have any critical infrastructure that don't need to be known? Do we have those, or did the court order say the address of every must be published?
Well, Martin, let's give the team an opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the list that was published in terms of the court order did not contain addresses, only the names of the critical infrastructure. This was, as far as I could remember, a submission from COSATU, which the committee included in here. If for some reason those particulars of a critical infrastructure should not be known, there is provision in subclause 6 for a deviation from that procedure.
Thank you.
Okay, I will mark you happy.
On page 40 from line 45, the substitute clause 18 with the following clause. Application for declaration as critical infrastructure and critical infrastructure complex by the National Commissioner. 18.1, where the National Commissioner identifies for possible declaration as critical infrastructure, A, any infrastructure under the control of or occupied by a local or provincial government department, he or she must advise the provincial, the relevant municipal manager, or the relevant head of the department in the province to lodge an application in terms of section 17, and B, government infrastructure, he must lodge an application in accordance with subsection 2. 2, where the National Commissioner makes an application for the declaration of government infrastructure as critical infrastructure, the application must, subject to subsection 3, be made in the prescribed form and manner and submitted to the Critical Infrastructure Council for consideration. 3, before the National Commissioner makes an application referred to in subsection 1b, the National Commissioner must A, notify the relevant head of a government department who is the person in control of the infrastructure in the prescribed form and manner of the intention of the National Commissioner. B, afford the person referred to in paragraph A an opportunity to submit written representations within 60 days of any aspect relating to the intended application. C, consider the representations referred to in paragraph B and D within 7 days of taking a decision on whether or not to proceed with the application, notify the person referred to in paragraph A in writing of such decision and his or her reasons. 4, in the event that the National Commissioner decides to proceed with the application, he or she must ensure that the written representations referred to in subsection 3b, as well as his or her written reasons referred to in subsection 3d, forms part of the application that is submitted to the Council.
Right, can we proceed? Thank you.
19, 1, on page 15 from line 41, to substitute clause 19 with the following clause. Consideration of application for declaration as critical infrastructure by the Critical Infrastructure Council. 19.1. Upon receiving an application for declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure, the Critical Infrastructure Council must A, apply the criteria referred to in section 16.2 in order to determine whether such an application demonstrates that the infrastructure in question qualifies under section 16.1 for declaration as critical infrastructure. B, consider the potential risk category of such an infrastructure, taking into account Roman numeral 1, the prescribed system of categorization, or the prescribed system of categorizing infrastructure in a low risk, medium risk, or high risk category. Roman numeral 2, the probability of failure, disruption, or destruction of the infrastructure in question or threat thereof. And Roman numeral 3, the impact and consequence of failure, disruption, or destruction of infrastructure or threat thereof. C, consider the extent to which the declaration as critical infrastructure will promote the interests of the public. D, consider any prescribed guidelines for the identification and declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure. And E, take into account any other criteria contemplated in section 16.2F. 2, the Critical Infrastructure Council must, after performing the functions in subsection 1, make recommendations to the Minister on A, or not the infrastructure in question qualifies to be declared as critical infrastructure, and B, an appropriate risk categorization for the infrastructure. Three, before the council makes a recommendation to the minister to declare or not to declare the infrastructure as critical infrastructure, the council must A, notify the person in control of that critical infrastructure of such intended recommendation and the reasons for such recommendation, and B, afford the person in control of that infrastructure a period of no less than 30 days to make representations. Four, the council must consider any representations received in terms of subsection 3 before making a recommendation to the minister on whether or not to declare the infrastructure as critical infrastructure. 5. Subject to subsection 3, the council must within 7 days of its last meeting submit the application and its recommendations to the minister for a decision within 30 days of receipt thereof. 6. Where the council is unable to comply with the time frame as contemplated in subsection 5, the council must, in writing, request the minister for an extension not exceeding 30 days for such other periods as the minister may determine. 7. Where an extension of time is granted as contemplated in subsection 6, the council must inform the applicant, referred to in subsection 71, in writing of such extension.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for that. Members, anything?
clause 20, page 16 from line 1, substitute clause 20 with the following clause. Powers of ministers to declare their infrastructure as critical infrastructure. 21. Subject to subsection 2, the minister may, on recommendation of the Critical Infrastructure Council, A. Declare infrastructure as critical infrastructure after considering Roman numeral 1, whether the application complies with the requirements contemplated in section 61, Roman numeral 2, the recommendation of the Critical Infrastructure Council, and Roman numeral 3, any other information which the minister deems reasonable and appropriate. B. Categorize critical infrastructure or certain parts of such critical infrastructure that is declared in terms of paragraph A in either a low risk, medium risk, or high risk category as may be prescribed. C. Where it is necessary to achieve the objects of the Act, determine that critical infrastructure is part of the critical infrastructure complex, and D. Impose such conditions as may be prescribed regarding any steps and measures the person in control of the critical infrastructure must implement to safeguard the critical infrastructure in question. 2. The minister must notify the council, the national commissioner, and the person in control of that critical infrastructure of A. The declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure, B. The risk category of such declaration, C. The conditions contemplated in subsection 1, D. D. Any implications of the Income Tax Act 1962, Act Number 58 of 1962, and E. The period within which the person in control of that critical infrastructure must take the steps contemplated in section 24.1. 3. When infrastructure has been declared as critical infrastructure, the minister may, in consultation with the person in control of the infrastructure, taking into account the probability of compromising the security of the critical infrastructure in question, determine that the publication of information regarding some security measures which must be implemented at such critical infrastructure be restricted. 4. The minister must, in consultation with the cabinet member responsible for state security, determine the procedure that the national commissioner and the state security agency must follow when dealing with an application contemplated in section 17.4. 5. When application contemplated in section 74 is referred to the cabinet member responsible for state security in terms of any legislation on cyber security, the cabinet member responsible for state security must, within 60 days of such further period as agreed upon between the ministers, decide whether the infrastructure in question or part thereof must be dealt with in terms of any legislation on cyber security or not, and inform the minister in writing of the decision. where the cabinet member responsible for state security decides that an application must not be dealt with in terms of legislation on cybersecurity, the cabinet member responsible for state security must return the application to the minister, whereafter the application must be dealt with in terms of this act.
Any member?
Clause 21. On page 1, on page 16 from line 46, to omit category and substitute categorization. 2, on page 16 from line 47, to omit and. 3, on page 16 from line 49, to omit the inverted commas and to substitute inverted commas, semicolon, and close inverted commas. 4, on page 16, after line 49, to insert the following. D, whether information regarding security measures will be restricted. 5, on page 16 from line 54, to substitute subclause 4 for the following subclause 4. 4, declaration as critical infrastructure does not exempt the person in control of critical infrastructure from having to comply with the provisions of any other law applicable to the critical infrastructure in question.
Thank you.
Clause 22, 1 on page 17 from line 9, to omit section 24B and to substitute with section 21B. Clause 24, 1 on page 18 from line 20 to omit section 25E and substitute with section 22. 2, on page 18 from line 35 to omit section 18.1 and to substitute with section 17.1 or 18.1B. 3, on page 18 from line 36 to omit or 19.1. 4, on page 19, on line 6, before security, to insert person in the employ of the critical infrastructure as. On page 5. On page 19, on line 23, after must, to insert as far as practically possible. 6, on page 19, after line 25, to insert the following new subclause 9. 9, the person to whom functions are assigned in terms of this chapter must exercise such powers and perform such duties subject to the Constitution and with due regard to the fundamental rights of every person.
That is not the whole section. We're very glad about that. Thank you. Any member? Thank you, Irvin.
25. 1. On page 19, from line 30, after infrastructure to omit and. 2. On page 19, on line 33, after searched upon, to insert entering or. 3. On page 19, from line 34, after subsection 5, to omit the full stop and insert and. 4, on page 19, after line 34, to insert the following new paragraph 2. Ensure that a notification as contemplated in paragraph B is placed at the entrance to that critical infrastructure. 5, on page 19, on line 52, before the search, to insert subject to subsection 6. 6, on page 20, on line 16, of the search, to insert subject to subsection 6. 7, on page 20 from line 17, to substitute subclause 6 for the following subclause. 6. Open 6A. Any search of a person's body conducted under subsections 2B, Roman numeral 6 or 5, must be carried out by a person of the same gender or as preferred the terms of paragraph D, Roman numeral 2, with strict regard to the right to privacy and dignity, and must be in accordance with the provisions of this section or any other prescribed directive. B. When conducting a search of a person's body under subsection 2B, Roman numeral 6 and 5, the manner of search is restricted to a pat-down of that person's outer garments to establish whether that person is in possession or control of a prohibited or dangerous object. C. A search of a person's body under subsections 2B, 6 or 5 may only be performed if Roman numeral 1, a reasonable suspicion exists that such a person did not declare a dangerous or prohibited object in his or her possession or under his or her control, and Roman numeral 2, the manner of or place where the search is performed does not infringe upon the privacy and dignity of the person to be searched. D. Before security manager or security personnel under the direction of the security manager may search a person referred to in paragraph C, Roman numeral 1, the person to be searched must be, Roman numeral 1, informed of the gender of the person who will conduct the search, the manner of the search, and the place where the search will be performed, and Roman numeral 2, provided with an opportunity to express a preference regarding the gender of the person of the security personnel who must conduct the search. 8. On page 20, on line 21 of the subsection 2, to omit it.
Next clause 25, clause 26, thank you.
Clause 26, 1 on page 20 from line 29, to substitute clause 26 for the following clause. 26.1. Any person who unlawfully A. furnishes, disseminates, or publishes in any manner whatsoever information relating to the security measures applicable at or in respect of a critical infrastructure other than in accordance with the Protected Disclosures Act 2000, Act Number 26 of 2000, Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act 2004, Act Number 12 of 2004, or any other Act of Parliament that provides for the lawful disclosure of information. B. Takes or records or causes to take or record an analog or digital photographic image, video or film of the security measures at the critical infrastructure. Hinders, obstructs, disobeys a person in control of the critical infrastructure in taking any steps required or ordered in terms of this act in relation to the security of any critical infrastructure. D. Hinders, obstructs, or disobeys any person while performing a function or in doing anything required to be done in terms of this act. E. Enters or gains access to critical infrastructure without the consent of the security manager or person in control of the critical infrastructure. F. Enters or gains access to critical infrastructure in contravention of the notice contemplated in section 24.8 or 25.8. G. Damages, endangers or disrupts a critical infrastructure or threatens the safety or security at the critical infrastructure or part thereof. H. Threatens to damage critical infrastructure. I. Colludes with or assists another person in the commission, performance or carrying out of an activity referred to in paragraph 8 to H, commit an offence, and is subject to subsection 3 and 4, liable on conviction to a fine or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 3 years, or to both a fine and imprisonment. 2. For purposes of subsection 1A and subsection 1B, security measures means those security measures at the critical infrastructure that are not clearly visible to the public or in the public domain. 3. If the evidence on a charge for any offence in subsection 1A to I proves that the activity referred to was carried out with the intention to cause damage or substantial harm to critical infrastructure, a court may, in the case of critical infrastructure, categorize as a low risk, impose a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 3 years, for both a fine and imprisonment. B, medium risk. Impose a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 5 years for both a fine and imprisonment. Or C, high risk, to impose a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 7 years for both a fine and imprisonment. If the evidence on the charge for any offence in subsection 1A to Roman numeral I proves that the activity referred to in fact caused damage, substantial harm or loss of property to the critical infrastructure in question, the court may, in the case of a critical infrastructure categorized as A, low risk, impose a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years of both a fine and imprisonment. B, medium risk, impose a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 15 years of both fine and imprisonment. C, high risk, impose a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 20 years of both a fine and imprisonment. Any person in control of a critical infrastructure who A, knowingly furnishes false or incorrect information on application for declaration of critical for declaration as critical infrastructure, B, refuses or fails to comply with a notice issued in terms of section 11.3 or 11.4, C, refuses or fails to take the steps specified in the notice contemplated in section 22, D, refuses or fails take the steps specified in the notice contemplated in section 22 with the period specified in the notice. E, refuses or fails to comply with section 24(8) in circumstances where compliance would not severely threaten the security of the critical infrastructure concerned. Or F, refuses or fails to comply with section 25(8), commits an offence and is liable on conviction to a fine or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 5 years, or to both a fine and imprisonment, or in the case of a body corporate, as contemplated in section 332 of the Criminal Procedure Act 1977, Act Number 51 of 1977, a fine not exceeding 10 million rand. Six, whenever a court convicts a person of an offence in terms of this act where damage to or loss of property related to a critical infrastructure was caused, the prosecutor must direct the attention of the person in control of that critical infrastructure to the provisions of Section 300 of the Criminal Procedure Act 1977, Act Number 51 of 1977, and inform the court accordingly. Clause 27. One on page 21 from line 46 to omit Section 18. or 19.1 and to substitute with section 17.1 or 18.1b. 2, on page 21, on line 48, to omit section 18.3a and to substitute with section 17.5a. 3, on page 21, from line 49, to omit section 18.6 or 9 and to substitute with section 17.11 or 19.6. 4, on page 21, on line 51, to omit section 19.3a and to substitute with section 18.3a. 5, on page 22 from line 10, to omit section 16.2c and substitute with section 19.1d. 6, on page 22, on line 12, of the infrastructure to insert or part thereof. 7, on page 22 from line 13 to omit section 24B and substitute with section 21B. 8, on page 22 from line 16 to omit section 24C and to substitute with section 21D. 9, on page 22 on line 22 of the security personnel to insert including a security manager. 10, on page 22 on line 25 to substitute for paragraph Roman numeral 2 the following subparagraph. Roman numeral 2, such standards and training courses as may be determined and recognized by CEDA that security personnel will render a security service that the critical infrastructure must comply with. 11 on line 48 to omit notification and to substitute scrutiny. 12 on page 22 from line 51 to omit within 3 months after and to substitute to coincide with. Clause 20 on page, clause 31 on page 23 from line 15 to omit section 24 and to substitute with section 21. 2 on page 23 on line 16 to omit 60 and to insert 48. 3 on page 23 from line 22 to omit section 20 and to substitute with section 19. 4 on page 23 after line 48 to insert the following subclause 8 and subclause 9. The minister must, by noticing the Gazette and within a period of 60 days after the coming into operation of this Act, publish a list containing the names of the national key points or the national key point complexes which are deemed to be critical infrastructure in terms of subsection 1. 9. In the event that no legislation on cybersecurity is in operation, when this Act comes into operation, the Minister must, in consultation with the Cabinet member responsible for state security, determine interim guidelines on the manner in which an application contemplated in Section 74 must be dealt with by any person performing a function in terms of this Act.
Well read. Honourable members, we're going to take a 10-minute tea break and then we'll come back clause by clause to vote and then also finalise. 10-minute tea break or smoke break, if that's applicable.
Did I put the wrong one? Yes, you know why? You know why? I got it. Yes.
Diane, welcome. Welcome.
Hello,
was the flight late?
No. I think my apologies.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Hello, how are you? Good to see you. Hello, how are you doing?
How are you? Well, I'm from
cool.
PMG.
I'm Philip.
How are you doing?
I'm Ivan Collier. I'm from PMG. Oh, thank you very much. PMG stands for Parliamentary Monitoring Group. So
oh, wonderful.
An NGO that does.
Oh, wonderful.
Some sort of research consultancy.
Oh, are you based in Cape Town?
Yes.
Oh, good. Do you have your card?
I haven't got my card, but I can give you my details on a piece of paper if you want.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you can pass, right?
Okay.
I can see that here.
Okay.
Yes.
You
can just put it here.
Okay, I will
thank
do
you
that. Thanks.
Hey, Gola, how are you?
How are you? I haven't seen you for a long time.
Good.
Hey,
man,
ready?
I've been away.
Where you been?
I've been attending the
causing all sorts of trouble in the public. That's a terrible job, that one. Oh. I don't know why you bothered to have public meetings because they've already taken decisions, so why did you bother, The proposer doesn't care about that. He's just going around promising certain people they can keep land and others can't. There's no protest. He's just sent the parliament up yours. I'm doing my own thank you, sir. Very interesting move. Yeah, very strange.
Security measures and relations. and that order is not just something so for instance with our reporting on the Uganda security upgrade, we wanted to report on the related information.
Must put it in more time, okay? Thank you so much.
Security measures. And potentially because of the
I'm going.
Related to so it's not just the security measures
so that list that went round, you reckon it
has
what?
That list from the list that was sent out. It was 190 something, not the 100.
I did think
the Times, everybody else has put it out there, so now I just start thinking, well, they must believe it, you know.
Yeah. In a, well, I hope they did their homework well.
Yeah, otherwise they're going to just look so stupid.
Yeah, well, I said that, I mean, because I received the phone calls and everything.
I'm
and
sure.
I
people are hysterical.
Yeah. Of course.
190 people, they're going to come and steal your house and your everything.
But, yes, you know, people don't understand it. Well, I mean, even of the year when they started with this, after that motion, I mean, I received calls from the Now, how long do I still have to say my name?
When are they coming to take it?
It's scary to see how
many
people know.
But people on the ground believe that's what they can do, and they're trying to invade farmhouses everywhere, and they're burning them down, and they're burning everything. You know, give us the land. Well, okay, don't sit on that land, and when you get hungry, don't come and talk to me, because they just think wealth is going to pop out of the ground somehow. I don't know. There's no thought process. And of course, our dear president has gone around making promises. No, well, you can keep your land. No, what about? No, I don't mean, you know. And he's now, he's got a tiger by the tail. He doesn't know how to handle it. Yes, it took him, there was this, wow, look at him, one wife and speaking. Like in China. China, we've got a and a communist everybody. And the outside, but up here are rich.
Anyway, and we've now become independent of the MNG, so how it works. So when we were with the MNG, it was an exclusive publication relationship, so we only published our content.
Okay, but now,
but we want to be able to reach a wider readership, and so our new model allows us to come through any media, essentially, and put on our own website. asking of the Thai of a specific title. Because, I mean, the MNG has got a specific readership.
And also, I don't know, it's probably better that you go, because I sometimes find that the Marian God and some of the other articles are not that, you know, initially it was great, but after a while, I think when you guys came on board, there was a lot of different things on a bit more in-depth, you know. I mean, I've met them as well. When I was in oil and gas, so this is Ivan.com. Why did I used to engage in oil and gas? What is his name? Lyndon somebody. But he was for PMG. For Madden Garden. Yeah, okay.
How are you? Nice to see you. No, but I'm sitting in the back. I had to come about 10 or 15 minutes late because I had to
very often, you know, I
put in my apologies.
Job because
I'm here.
You know, you get information, but and often you're
what
going to do this because a lot of us have been
supported. We all had to do every single day. I've been working. I'm back here for a holiday.
People squash things up.
So, Zach, did you do your 75 event?
I joined MRV about 4 years ago.
Look, technically no, because
the reporters, so I did all the parliamentary but one of the reporters had started working on the Gupta family, but this was like way back in 2011. It was not really a big story. There were lots of denials at the time. It's taken a lot of time for it to become one public issue and then to get all the confirmation and politics to go to Europe.
Yeah, I used to work with a guy when I was formerly employed on my side. I was working very far. He left a company to go and work for a Gupta-based company. After 3 months, he was required. And he was a And he just said to me, no, I can't work there. There's too many issues. And I didn't know. I didn't know what. He's one of the straight laced, you know, which is good, you know. Even order this place, you can order it in your life. You know, if you report how is he going to get, you know, this one get passed? He said, don't worry, you can do something, whatever. I don't know what the issue is, but he just wants that.
So you're an energy consultant?
Yeah, so I used to work for Shell. Most of the work that I do for them was in the oil and gas. I'm interested in Parliament.
Does it all come down to how you answer a few questions?
But most of the
does it come down to that?
But highly like technical areas as well.
Yeah, you know, but not, you know, at the end of the day. It's all about people get left out of the equation.
And other people accept like normal cars.
Or even giving them, giving people access
in relation to
the programs. But you don't, it's the same as after 3 years or after 20 years they walk away, they find the mind of the system. The world is full of problems, but anyway. But not getting you, Karama.
No, I'll get you too. I'll send you.
Okay,
yeah,
no, good job.
I tweeted part of the Twitter handle, and I wanted to say, I'd accept all that the public and media don't get access to documents.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, trying to sit following a discussion.
Because this is, you know, it's not, but it's clause by clause, you need to know what, you know, because, you know, but look, I mean, you probably know some of these committees are just, this one is a bit, I mean, the guy was quite good, but he only had one letter. But some of them don't even bother. And it's actually quite impressive. And when you, I just normally contact this, you know, there's a ruler that I know, Razia, what is Razia?
Yeah, Razia, I know the
And she normally said, don't worry, I'll get it for you. Because I met her when I was formally employed. But it's just, I don't understand why some of the secretaries in walks and
stuff.
And it's all about information. People don't realize. I mean, that's why I enjoy coming here. Anything you want to know, it might be after the effect, but this is where you can pick up some of the awesome, you know, the undercurrents and talking to these guys. And
people call committees the engine rooms of parliament.
Yeah.
This is where the work actually happens. So the National Assembly is the performance.
I fully agree. Exactly. That's just for. No, no, this is where you pick up so much issues. No, people don't dream. People don't know that.
Mm.
Well, generally.
Yeah. No, this is the one of the times I'm happy that I live in Cape Town.
Cape Town sometimes is a bit.
Yeah.
I was born not here, but on the west coast. But I worked for about 5 years in, 15 years in Joburg, and I came back because I was born here. But I suppose your place of birth is always Cape Town. You know, unfortunately, you probably picked up. There's a bit of a my blood boils sometimes. I mean, how they can be so blatant in their, I mean, that's why DA is the power.
Mm.
Yes, sadly, you know, it's because of that vote, which is crazy, but anyway, that's what we. Otherwise, Cape Town is a great place.
No, it's much slower.
Yes, definitely.
There's a part of you that actually likes it.
But if you're young and you know, a friend of mine, son, this is where Joburg is, where banking and stuff.
Oh, no,
this
no,
is where he
Joburg
doesn't
is,
want
yeah.
to be here. So he joined Apple and then they transferred him.
Mm.
Yeah. Much faster, bigger money there, and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, but I mean, I wonder what happens in Parliament.
I think it's true. I think it's too bad for Cape Town. It's too bad for our economy.
Of course, it must be terrible.
Yeah.
In terms of
members, 2 minutes, and 2 minutes, thank you.
The cost, and then hopefully, I mean, I doubt that, I think, but firstly, told me that when committees in Parliament do want to call themselves executive, they won't have any space.
Well, I mean, I used to work at Shell and used to head office in Durban, a substantial office in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And it's just a piece of power. And eventually, I think two or three chairmen trying to know that if you're not even higher than the last chair, obviously, it was a bit of pain. I mean, luckily, I was in time. I mean, I had left, I was leaving. But it made sense because we were two, basically two offices. It's costing an arm and a leg.
Mm.
And of course, you know, when you do a flight,
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it'll be the same over time. So do you use all sorts of committees? You don't
all sorts of things. I do work in support of the journalist's right to information, and then any issues which might affect the ability of the journalist to do their job. So it depends on
it's
what.
It's actually quite a good system then, because they don't have time. You just put the issues you picked up and you and they go and. Yeah, what I find working for these guys is you've got to be so careful what you write, because previously it was internal. I was just writing for my company, and it doesn't, you know, there's an internal mirror, but it goes outside. You know, you can't sort of say something that wasn't exactly the way, so it's quite critical.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, PMG is such an incredible
resource. Yeah, I must say, I mean, you know,
it's obviously, I can't get every single committee all the time, but you know, it's a good PMG
fund. They're always quite good, and they, you know, even the Secretariat is a contact.
Right, thank you very much, honourable members. We're going to now move to clause by clause adoption of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill. The document that we're going to use for that purpose is B22B. B22B 2017. Right, can we, first page, can we move to page 2, the bill and the preamble? Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Malabasi, seconder. Thank you very much, Honourable Thank you very much. Then we move to page 3. Can we get the proposal? Thank you very much, Honourable Abidja. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Then we move to page 4. Page 4. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Marky. We move to page 5. It's still part of the definitions. Honourable Malabasi, thank you. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Page 6, we move now to clause 2, purpose of the Act. Can we put clause 2? Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Page 3, application of the Act. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Honourable Markey. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Clause 4. The establishment and composition of the Civil Infrastructure Council. Honourable Mabija, thank you. Seconder, Honourable Markey, thank you. We put clause 5, the disqualification from appointment as member of the Critical Infrastructure Council. On page 8, clause 5. Disqualification from appointment as member of the Critical Infrastructure Council, clause 5. Can we get a proposal for adoption? Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Seconder, Honourable Malabasi. Clause 6, funding and remuneration. Clause 6, proposal. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Can we move to functions of the Critical Infrastructure Council? That's clause 7. Can we get a proposal? Honourable, thank you. Honourable Slongo, thank you. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Then we move to functions of the National Commission in clause 9. Can we get the proposal? Thank you. Did you do it in clause 8? did you do it in clause 8? Can we? Okay, let's go to meetings of the Critical Infrastructure Council. Proposal. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Seconder, Honourable Abidja. We go to clause 9, functions of the National Commissioner, that's on page 10. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Markey. Seconder. Honourable Mabija, thank you. Then we move to page 11, the designation of inspectors, that's clause 10. Can we get the proposal? Thank you, Honourable Markey. Seconder, Honourable Mulabasi, thank you. Then we move to clause 11, the functions of the inspectors. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Seconder. Honourable Markey, thank you very much. Colleagues, we move on then to clause page 12 and clause 12. The ad hoc and standing committees of the council. Can we get a proposal for the adoption of clause 12? Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Seconder. Honourable Mabija, thank you very much. We move to page 13, the exemption of certain persons in clause 13. Proposal. Thank you, Honourable Abidja. Seconder. Honourable Markey, thank you. Then delegation of powers, clause 14. Can we get a proposal? Honourable Malabasi. Honourable Markey, thank you for seconding. Then clause 15, reporting by minister. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Abidja. Seconder. Honourable Markey, thank you very much. Colleagues, we move on to page 14. We have clause 16, the requirements for declaration of infrastructure as critical infrastructure. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi, for proposing. Seconder, thank you, Honourable Mabija. Then clause 17, the application for declaration as critical infrastructure and critical infrastructure complex by person in control of infrastructure on page 14. That's clause 17. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Markey. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Colleagues, we move on then to page 16, clause 18, application for declaration as critical infrastructure and critical infrastructure complex by the National Commissioner. Can we get a proposal for clause 18? Thank you, Honourable Bijar. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Martin. Then we move to page 17, clause 19, consideration of application for declaration as critical infrastructure by the Critical Infrastructure Council. That's a proposal. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi, seconder, Honourable Mabija. Then, on also on page, yes, Honourable Malabatsi.
Can I avoid the opposition quiet?
No, I mean, you are very fast, but I will give them opportunity.
I'm quite happy to explain. The DA is reserving our rights on the actual legislation
okay.
because our vote is subject to caucus deliberation.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, members. The main business. Right, colleagues, we're on page 17. I think we must go to clause 20. Powers of minister to declare infrastructure as critical infrastructure, clause 20, a proposal. Honourable Abidja, thank you. Seconder, thank you.
On behalf of the
opposition. Honourable Mark, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You've got a dual role, thank you. Then we move to page 18, clause 21, certificate of declaration as critical infrastructure, a proposal. Thank you, Honourable Abidja. Seconder, thank you, Honourable Mark. Then also on page 18, amendment or variation of information or conditions by minister in clause 22. Proposal. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi. Seconder, Honourable Martin. Honourable. Sorry, Mabija, sorry. Thank you. I must put on my glasses. Then page 19, termination and revocation of declaration. It's clause 23. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Second, Honourable Mamula. Thank you. We move then to page 20, clause 24. Persons and duties of person in control of critical infrastructure. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mamula. Thank you for seconding, Honourable Malabatsi. We move on, colleagues, to page 21, clause 25, access to critical infrastructure. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mula. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Colleagues, we are on 22. Offences and penalties. Clause 26. Proposal. Thank you, Honourable Mula, for proposing and Honourable Mabija for seconding. Colleagues, we are on page 23. Regulations. Clause 27. A proposal for adoption. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mula. We move then on to page 25, Administrative Justice, clause 28. Thank you, Honourable Mula, for proposing. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi, for seconding. Then, repeal of legislation, clause 29. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mula. Thank you, Honourable Mabija, for seconding. Then, transitional arrangements, clause 30. Proposal for adoption. Thank you, Honourable Seconding. Thank you, Honourable Marking. Colleagues, then clause 31, indemnity against loss or damage. Can we get in a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mula. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi for seconding. Then clause 32 is the short cycle and commencement. Thank you, Honourable Mula. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi. Yes. Yes, welcome.
I just realized that we wanted it in 2018, so we'll need to change that with the printer, so to say 2018. The title of the number there.
So that will be amendment, so you must just thank you.
clarify myself, a referral to the house of traditional leaders. I was just thinking, I don't know what this act say, but is it possible that we have a critical infrastructure within an area controlled by traditional leaders? If it's possible, wouldn't they have a say? And if that is the case, wouldn't that maybe be Section 76? I'm just trying to think aloud.
It's very light in the match, but we'll give the...
Yeah.
Very light in the match, but we'll give you we'll give an opportunity to battle. Yes, sir? On Mushlongo?
No, I think that is covered somewhere in the act, whereby that particular traditional leader, if he or she feels that his or her area must be classified as part of critical infrastructure, I think there is a section that empowers every citizen to actually then take a proactive step to actually bring forth such a request. So otherwise, just to come up with a blanket cover, I think it can actually be not also honest and true to ourselves and the people at large.
Chairperson, the question was not whether they can propose. The question is, would it need to be under some maybe 76 or whatever, or because it might be involved. Just to clear myself.
I presume the joint tagging mechanism already made that call very early in the process, but let's give the panel of experts an opportunity to respond to our market. To the experience.
I cannot put this as a person the issue of traditional leadership affecting the issue of tagging there, because it's not one of those issues that are either in Section 76(3) or in Schedule 4 of the Constitution. So it wouldn't affect the issue of tagging. But Section 18(1)(a) of the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act talks to customs and traditional communities. So it talks to provisions that relate to that. So it doesn't, this piece of legislation won't affect those efforts.
Anything from Section
78
or such? On the market?
I think that is well understood. Maybe I keep on hearing myself. I see here disqualification only refers to the council. What about security, maybe? Do we have anywhere where it states that a non-South African citizen wouldn't be part of the security of the critical infrastructure, or is it covered?
Right. Any other issue, members? Yes, can we, maybe the panel just respond to that? Thank you, Brigadier. Advocate?
Secretary, is that the security personnel have to be vetted as well as the security manager? As well as the inspectors who inspect that. So I think the security issue regarding non-citizens is covered in the bill.
Okay.
Does it specifically say a non-South African citizen wouldn't be part of that? Of the security?
does not specifically say that.
As you said, it's a bit late for that, but I can't imagine somebody who is a non-South African citizen being security in the critical infrastructure.
Once again, I mean, the colleagues in the NCOP, they are welcome to look at that issue.
Okay, if I may just respond, I'm quite confident that the non-South African citizens will be will not pass the vetting and the security clearance required for work for these installations.
Mm.
Right, colleagues, any other discussion? With type 33? Yeah, without the 33. Okay, 34. Colleagues, can we have a proposal for the option of 34? Thank you, Honourable Molobashi, second Honourable Marke. Thank you very much. Colleagues, then we will put the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill as a whole. Can we get the proposal for adoption? Thank you, Honourable Molobashi, second. Thank you. Honourable Wula, thank you. Anybody against? Honourable
Mabele. Thank you, Chair. As mentioned earlier, just that the DA reserves our rights. That needs to be recorded as an abstention at this point. But John.
Yeah.
Just repeat, Honourable.
As mentioned earlier, Chair, the DA reserves our rights on the votes at this point. Not an objection, but not a support either.
Thank you, members. So the motion is carried. The bill is approved. We will then go to the committee report. Let's just go to the committee report that must be submitted for publishing in the APC. I just want to get, was it distributed to the members? Amendments we dealt with this morning. So we'll go, we'll go page by page. Sorry? Yeah. Mr. Lobby, can you just assist the members to make sure it says report of the, it's a, I'm just going to see how many pages it is. It is a 35 page report with all the amendments. It's a report of the Portfolio Committee of Police on the Critical Infrastructure. It's dated 14 August. 2018, and I presume all the role players had input, the legal experts as well from Parliament, so they're happy with the content. Excellent. I just want to make sure that everybody's got a copy.
Yeah, Nana.
Yeah. Is it fine that we go page per page?
No.
Or you want to go line by line? That's the other option. Right, I put page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Five. page 9. Right, members, on page 9, the content advisor just drew my attention to B. There's an R there that should be deleted. Any criteria, and then there's an R. Okay. Roman numeral 2. Do you confirm that, the legal section?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that everything is in line. Page 9, B. The sentence currently is any criteria, and then there's an R contemplated in section 16.1. And it should be 16. Roman, yeah, okay. Anything else on that page? That's page 9. Can we move to page 10? Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 17. Page 18. Page 25. Page 29. 50. Colleagues, is there any other errors, mistakes, or rectifications? Everybody happy? Right, then we've on the marking.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not very sure how the report must be written. Is it still going to have an introduction or an executive summary, or is it fine as it is?
It's the format that will go on. Right, can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended report? Thank you, Honourable Bele. Thank you. Second that. Thank you, Honourable Bele. Thank you. Thank you, members. Yeah, members, we come really to the end of this process, and I want to thank firstly the drafting team, the brigadier and the advocate, and the others.
I'm not happy about this, even though it is his right to say what he said. But seated here, these things are for us, of all of us, and for the nation of as a whole. And we wouldn't like to be hearing or seeing or reading in the media anything that is contrary to what we have adopted here, because his presence here means a lot. You cannot sit here, the next thing you utter such I don't know what to say, because I might say something that you wouldn't like it. So I don't think you are being fair to the process and the people of South Africa, because while you are not sitting here to utter such statements when you are present here and you form part of the program. You can say whatever
really
you want to say, but at least I have ventilated my frustration.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't heard what was said.
Chair, I'm not sure what the honourable member is referring to as being
not
my comments,
one.
But if you can take it offline and discuss, I'm happy to clarify any questions you have.
We've done the same thing in every committee since the inception of democracy. So this is nothing new.
Thank you, members. I want to proceed. I want to thank the team who worked on this bill for a very long time. The Secretariat, the State Law Advisor, Parliament, the Legal Advisor for the Artwork, the members of the committee. The amendment of the National Interest, I mean, we've dealt now with a bill that was in 36 years on the statute book, and we are now changing that whole environment, bringing it in line with the Constitution, ensuring greater transparency, giving a role for Parliament. So I think it's important milestone for the committee, and also we want to thank civil society, all the participants who gave input, because I think we improved the bill considerably since we started the process, and we also referred them the some of the drafts for outside opinion, so there was a very thorough process of engagement to ensure that we've got a product that can stand transparency and constitutionality. And I really want to thank every member who worked very hard on this bill. So thank you very much to everybody. We appreciate it, and also the spirit in which this discussions took place. I think from the committee side, we had a cooperative approach with the drafting team and also civil society, extending also, I think, on two or three occasions the deadline for submissions. So I think that's the way to go. So thank you very much, everybody, for their participation. Thank you. Members, we step to the next subject. Is the minute. There's a few sets of minutes we must adopt that were circulated. We start with the draft minutes of the portfolio committee that was held on the 30th of January 2018. So, colleagues, we go to page 1. Yes.
Okay. Page 1, where is the column for the apologies?
Thank you very much.
And the other thing for civilian secretary for police is last time we were saying CSPS and now it's CSP.
I think it's still one of those minutes that we haven't adopted yet, but the others were affected, but let's do that. We just asked the secretariat to affect that on page 1. Thank you, Omar Mula. Members, anything else on 1? Can we move to page 2? Paragraph 2, or heading 2, public hearings on the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill. Third line in the second paragraph, the view was that the definition as stipulated could result in an untenable situation where that concession, not the Supreme Concession, is that to be included. This. We are on page 2, yes. Honourable Mutongu, you're welcome. And Honourable Kolobana, you're welcome to join us in front.
Oh, Morocco.
Chairperson, on page 2, clause 2, I think we need to correct this reputation here with regard to the house rate. Because there's a reputation here.
What are you reading?
I think it's on page 2, number, close 2, paragraph 2.
Okay.
Definition, no. I mean the reputation of.
Repetition, is this?
Yes.
Yeah. Definition is difficult in terms of that. Are you seeing double? What are you seeing?
Happy with that, dear?
No. Let me leave. What is that? Is we'll see.
Yeah.
anything else on page 2?
Chairperson,
yes, okay.
The last sentence, without prior approval of either the Gautrain Department of Road, we need a comma there, says the second paragraph, saying Gautrain Department of Roads and Transport.
Yeah.
Does it need a comma or something?
Yes. Okay. The agreement? So we need
to
comma
there? No,
Chair, I actually hadn't seen it initially, but now that Honorable Marker has raised it, I think that should be the Gauteng, because it's, I think it's qualified for the department.
Right. Colleagues, anything else on 2? Can we get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes? Thank you, Honorable Batsi, seconder. Thank you, Honorable Mula. We move to the draft minutes of the 1st of February. That was held in 3454. It's a three-page document. We go to page 1. I think the same issue raised by Honorable Mula in turning of the absentees or apologies.
Oh, Chair, can I just point out a correction that also applies to the previous sets of minutes? I just saw it now.
Yeah.
Under venue, we need to delete chamber there because
that's we had the same issue I think a few weeks ago. Thank you for that. So members, we must just members of the secretariat, if you can just attend to that. Thank you. We go to page 2.
Chair, this one that I saw was under number 1. The second paragraph, committee members raise concerns over the national commissioners, and then there's an apostrophe over there. So I'm presuming it means the national commissioners absent with the apostrophe before the S?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Honorable Torabana.
I don't know who wrote these chairs, but they're very well written.
Anything else on page 3? On the market.
Paragraph 2, line number 6, the committee requested feedback on how management was dealing with convicted criminals within its ranks.
Ranks must be an F. Quite right.
Thank you very much, Honorable Marky, for that. Yes.
All spotted.
On the first paragraph,
yes.
The last sentence, that figure police searches. Why do you have police in and searches with capital letters?
That's correct. Thank you for that, Honorable Malabansi. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Yes.
Yes, Chair. Page 2, paragraph entitled 2. In the first paragraph of that, the third line, towards the end, mainly the statutory provisions as that should be encapsulated.
Mm.
Just had a D at the end in the Constitution.
Thank you very much for that. Colleagues, is that all? Can we then get a proposal for the amended minutes of the 1st of February? Thank you, Honorable Mula. Thank you, Honorable Molabasi, for seconding. Colleagues, we move on to 13th. Thanks for the Secretariat for including all the apologies.
Check.
Yes.
Members present and apologies, Mr. Marquet. Honorable Marquet appears
on both.
So the Secretariat must just look at the relevant reports, and again the issue of the chamber that was raised by Honourable Mbele at the top.
Why don't they simply delete me on the apology?
Colleagues, can we move to two? How many time we actually spend on this bill?
Way too much of our lives.
Anything on page 2, colleagues? Page 3?
Page 3, Chairperson. The under 4?
Yes.
The second last sentence, is it supposed to be Civilian Secretariat for Police Services?
That's correct, that's correct. Thank you.
Small one, Chair, line 1 of part 4. The final word should be contribute both presenters for their contributions with an S.
Thank you, Honourable Kulamana. Colleagues, anything else in terms of this minute? Right, can we get the proposal for the adoption of this amendment? Thank you, Honourable Kulabatsi. Second, thank you, Honourable Mokicha. Colleagues, we move on to the 20th of February. Much voting.
A hyphen has crept into my name, Chair.
Right. Secretariat, please note. It was in the March building.
Yes, I was about to cross out. The that's what was marked.
Colleagues, page 6. Page 3, the second line of the committee research, shouldn't there be a comma before we go to Ms. Colleagues, anything
else? And I think the comma after submission should be taken out. It's not, the sentence just reads, details all areas of concern identified by submissions under the three basic categories.
Okay.
It doesn't need one.
Okay, thank you. So we'll delete that comma of the submissions. Thank you for that, Honourable Kulabana. Members, anything else? Yes, Honourable Marking.
Chairperson, as I go through the minutes, I tend to feel I was in this meeting. Can they just check again whether, because what the minutes are saying, I was definitely there. Just to double check. I'm in the apologies. So.
Right, thank you. Colleagues, can we get the proposal for the adoption of the minutes? Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Malapati. Colleagues, we move on. 28th February, 3475.
I see the building's been removed altogether now. Now there's no buildings. Just D475, yeah.
Can we go to page 2?
Chair members say a few words of condolence. The singular.
Thank you. That's the second sentence on the opening welcoming on page 2. There's a good paragraph for members to prepare for tomorrow for questions. Page 2. Page 3.
Chair, I'm just looking through. Have we at any stage written DPCI out in full? I can't see it because we have in the very first line on page 1.
Paragraph 1, yeah. So you must move to paragraph 1.
So I think it should be there with the, thank you, acronym.
Thanks a lot. Because we're only starting with 5 with that. Yeah, thank you.
On number 3, the committee received an update.
Thank you very much. Can we move to page 4?
Also, that same sentence, suddenly this is now written out in full, DPCI.
Yeah.
That needs to be changed.
Yeah. Under 5, thank you. Colleagues, anything else in that set of minutes? Right, can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended set of minutes? Thank you, Honourable Molabati, seconder. Thank you, Honourable Abidja. Colleagues, we move on to March 7 in B475, Old Assembly.
Sorry, Chair, I was actually still on page 3.
Sorry.
Just another little correction with number 5. It's now written out in full with the acronym. So can you just go through
already,
and just
we
fix
already
the whole
dealt
thing?
With
okay,
that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We dealt with that. Thank
yeah.
you. Colleagues, we're on page 1, 7 March.
Okay, someone knows to take the hyphens out, right? Of my name? Yeah.
Maybe we must just maybe say joint meeting. I don't know, because it's reflecting now the names of the Justice Committee.
Yeah, we must say.
So maybe we must just indicate that, you know, draft minutes of the
joint
portfolio committee meeting.
Of Justice and Police, yeah, absolutely.
Because the members are now from... Yes, Honourable,
you're welcome. I think for reading of these minutes on page 3, if you go to 2.5, I think it must read otherwise, because if you go to the previously adopted minute just now, that the DPCI raised the question of NDPP hindering their investigation. And now, if you read that clause, I think that must be put in context that DPCI just changed their tune in the presence of NDPP, because they actually then, I think they also shocked all of us in that meeting when they turned everything around. Because now this is put very nicely. It's very diplomatic the way it is put. It does not necessarily indicate the shock
that people were to the committee.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to talk about the reaction of the committee members when they heard that. We had to report and write on what she had said. Remember, she reported, and then she did ask for time in that meeting to respond because she didn't see the presentations. Honourable Shlongo. Remember, she said she didn't see the presentation, and then the committee raised issues around that she didn't get the report. So I don't know if we change it, how we should change it. I can say that the committee expressed shock at the response.
Serious concern, maybe. Shock is...
Yeah, serious concern.
Serious concern.
Two things, Chair. In number one, it says the co-chairperson. It was you plus the chair of justice sitting at the top, as I'm right. But I think we should detail which of the co-chairpersons it was, and I think it was you. So maybe the co... I don't know how you're going to phrase it, but it means it could have been either of those two people, which is a bit vague. And again, we have a situation where every other acronym is spelt out, but not the DPCI.
Yeah. So I think the Secretary must just take that. Thank you very much, Honourable Philip Arnott. So, Honourable Muslim, with that, will cover you, that the committee expressed its serious concern.
Yeah, no, it will indeed.
We're on page 3. Is there anything on page 3? Needs further amendment? Yes. Can we go to page 4?
Chairperson,
Honourable Markey.
Was this a joint meeting?
Okay?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Shouldn't we be having... attendance? Okay.
It is reflected in the thing.
I mean, in the attendance, in the heading.
Yes, no, we've already indicated that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we've okay. indicated that in the beginning. No, thank you again for that. I like that.
Are we on 4 yet? Chair, are we on 4 yet?
Yes, we are there.
In the 3.5. Second line established that they were potentially a flight risk.
Yes.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. A flight risk.
You make such a hot meeting sound so calm.
Right, colleagues, if there's nothing, can we maybe then adopt the amendment of minutes? Can we get a proposal?
Yeah, I'll propose.
Thank you, Honourable Barnard. Seconder? Seconder?
Put your hand up, somebody.
Thank you, Honourable Barnard. Thank you. Thank you. Members, we move to the minutes.
Chair, I think we can informally dub that the DA reports having been proposed and seconded by the opposition.
But remember, your coalition partner assisted you a lot with the wording.
That's true.
Right, thank you, thank you. Colleagues, let's move to 13 March 2018, draft minutes V475, maybe then just old assembly building.
Maybe I'm not taking you back.
Right.
On page 4.5.
Yes.
I was just wondering, we'll even forget about this, and what is going to happen about...
you mean the follow-up?
The follow-up.
Yeah, there was a discussion after that between myself and Dr. Mutseha, and we were... there was also change in staff and so on, so we said we will not at that stage have a follow-up at that stage. That was the discussion.
Well, Sean is gone.
Yeah.
So
that was
totally
the decision at that stage.
Very slow.
Well, at this stage, yes, but I mean, if there's complaints from any institution falling under us with the NPA, of course, we can reopen it. No, it was discussed at the talk committee.
I hear they're serving lamb chops down in the canteen. From Sean, yeah.
Colleagues, we are on page 130.
Got
March.
It, good to you.
Can we move to page 2? And then page 3.
On page 3, I think it's just a missing word under point 3 that we're looking by the SJC. The first line of the first bullet point, I think that should make reference to with very low contact crime rates, because it's about the rates of contact crime.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very correct. Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Then we move to 4.
You know, Chair, it's very annoying to read, let's see, this was in March, and here we've raised the issue, the unions have raised the issue, everybody's raised the issue of how dangerous it is within the police stations, and virtually every week we're hearing about people being robbed. They look up from writing a docket and they've got a gun in their nose. So you just wonder, are we just smoking our socks in these committees? Or does someone in the SAS actually read these documents and look to implement or take actions on what we do? Because the police are sitting there alone at night and they are sitting ducks. And here we've raised it again and again and again, and it just seems to me they're ignoring us.
Yeah, I mean, that is a matter of public concern. I mean, we will give opportunity tomorrow to members to raise it, but maybe Tini can remember the committee. We received a briefing from SAPS about all the measures.
Yeah.
But it's quite clearly from the attack in Carriedo and the one yesterday or the previous evening in the Eastern Cape, there are still serious issues. But I mean, if the National Commission is here tomorrow, we will give opportunity to members.
Yeah, please.
Right, members, we are on page 4. Colleagues, can we, if there is no problem, can we move to the adoption of the set of minutes, 30 March? Thank you, Honourable Mark H. Second, Honourable Kalabana. Thank you very much. Colleagues, we move to 20 March 2018. The CIRAM matter, G26, might be just the building, new wing. Page 2.
One, I think, should read to investigate the conduct. V with a Z in there.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I'm going to call upon 2-1-1-1 between investigation conduct. Thank you. Yeah, maybe also the issue of using now the term hawks. Maybe we should stick to the PCI to keep it formally because we interchange.
Yeah,
it
must be.
You must pick Can we move to page 3, colleagues?
Yeah.
Chair, 3.5,
yes.
The middle line, just to correct the word of the employee to unregistered.
Unregistered, thank you very much, sir. Unregistered, thank you.
Chair, have these minutes or will these minutes now be sent to CIRA to give us an answering document? Because there are a number of issues under discussions there that actually need to be answered in writing.
Yeah.
We never send the minutes to departments. We normally send the reports and the ATCs. The department picks that up because all our reports is published except the minutes. So we can send it if the committee instructs us.
But the minutes are scrutinized very closely. The ones that's produced by Yes, Amabula.
I'm asking, this meeting is not this one, was at G26, where we asked about the Konosumuven campaign. It's not this one, about the registration. Is it? Okay. When he asked about Polo Sullivan registration, we were at G20. Remember when we were looking for the venue, we can't find it. When was it that? Because in 3.8, it says the committee asked about the ownership structure of the industry and the extent of foreign-owned companies.
Discussion about the percentages of the big four companies that is in the big three now. It was more about that. But we can ask, the content advisor can look up that point of view. Yes, Honorable Kalabana, if you want.
Yeah, for example, there's an issue here. Assyria was urged to consider using the sexual offenders register. Now, okay, have they? Do they? Is it now, something that they do? Before they give someone a license, we don't know. So that's the sort of issue I'm saying, should we not now be forwarding, even if we just pick out a couple of points they need to respond to and send it right to them?
Yeah, you see, the instrument is really your budget reports or the BRRRs when we come back in October. So all those issues that's outstanding should be filtered into those reports. Because remember, those are adopted by the House.
Yeah.
They must respond formally. If you give them the minutes, the status is of minutes. It doesn't got
the same level.
The status as a resolution of the House.
Fair enough.
Where the executive authority might write back to speakers. So that process. So it's important when we compile reports that we include all those issues.
Thank you.
But Honorable Mullah, the content provider, said that issue wasn't raised.
It wasn't raised in this meeting, Honorable Mullah.
Thank you, members. Is there anything else on this minute? Can we get then a proposal for the amended minutes? 20 March? I think thank you on Bele, thank you on Mushlongo for seconding. Your colleagues, there will be a lunch, I think served at 1 o'clock. Eh? Yeah. So we will continue until lunch for that to try and finish this minute. Then we move to 23 March, B454, Old Assembly Building. Anything on page 2? Right. Maybe speaking on page 2 or 3.
Chair, was there a decision we took about using CSP or CSFP? We're using the CSP.
PSR must be included there. Thank you for that, Honourable Colabana. Colleagues, we put in the amended minutes 23 March. Any proposal? Can we get the proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mula. Thank you. Seconder, thank you very much, Honourable Abidjan. Thank you. Thank you for the seconder. We move to 17 April 2018 and a meeting in Plain. It's, I presume, the Plain 3 building. 90 Plain. Can we move to page 2 and 3? Page 3.
Sir.
Yes, on the market.
Are we in April?
We are in April the 17th, yes.
Briefing by committee stakeholders.
Well, maybe civil society would be a better word. Thank you for that. Maybe also the heading then of 2, of course, committee stakeholders, you know, what does it mean? I think Uncle Mark is correct. It can mean anything. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Anything else? Can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes of 17 April? Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Colleagues, we move then to 18 April. It's also Plain Street building, eh? Plain Street building. Then on page 1, page 2, and then page 3. Anything on that set of minutes on 3? Can we get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes, 18 April? Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Second, thank you, Honourable Mula. Thank you, colleagues. Colleagues, we move on to 19 April. Again, just the issue of the old assembly building at venue. Anything else on page 1, colleagues? Page 2, sorry, Honourable Market.
Committee stakeholders.
Yeah, I agree. Civil society groups or governments. Page 3. Honourable Colabana.
Sorry, that's what someone was talking. The very last line on page, I might be ahead of you, sorry.
Honorable Abidja.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it too cold now?
Yeah. Okay, I'll switch it off.
Okay. Thank you. Anything on page 3? Can we move then to page 4?
Sorry, Chair,
yes,
what date is the other minutes you're still looking at?
We're still in 19 April.
Okay.
And then page 4.
President.
Yes, Honourable Market.
The very last sentence. The average growth rate of the protection and security service program. The growth rate of a program. Is it well written?
Oh, the budget growth. Yeah, it should define budget growth. No, thank you, Honourable Market. You're correct. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
anything on page 4? Colleagues, can we get the proposal for the amended minutes? Thank you, Honourable Mabuja Sekena. Thank you, Honourable Mbele. Colleagues, we move to 4 May 2018 in the old assembly building. Page 1 and then page 2.
We want 4 May.
Sorry?
4 May. I will again need that my name on the apologies be checked correctly. I'm not very sure because clause by clause, I'm sure I think I was around.
So we'll ask them to just monitor that. Thank you, Honourable Market. Then, colleagues on page 2, concert.
On point 2, on page 2, I'm not sure if it's correct to refer to an amendment bill, because the bill we've been dealing with isn't amending any current legislation. It's repealing
or
replacing.
Bill,
just a critical protection bill.
No, thank you. So amendment must be scrapped. It should just be bill. Critical infrastructure protection bill. Yeah, protection should really replace amendment. Thank you, Honourable Bele. Colleagues, anything else on page 2? Can we get in a proposal for the minutes of 4th of May? Thank you, Anbal Mullah. Thank you, Bailey, for seconding. Colleagues, we move on to 16 May. Committee Room 2.
Chairperson?
Yes, yes. We can just ask Mr. Lobby to make available those.
Yeah,
that is register.
The person, I'm still on the same thing. I think then it means I'm on a wall.
Yeah.
I mean, all these meetings I seem to be giving apologies, which is contrary to the tracking. What do we call those people who check who we are? Whether we attend.
Yeah.
I saw myself at 100%, but different.
Yeah.
But I
do you sign the register?
Yes.
So how is this happening?
That's why I'm saying let me be checked there.
Mm. Must be on the register. It's got to be there.
Yeah, then we will ask them to. Remember, you can DSTV channel 48. So you must just look at the old episodes, maybe you're there. Then you can bring us the proof. Right. Right, colleagues. No, we'll ask the secretary to look at that, to be assured. We're on 16 May, page 1, page 2.
Chair, just on page one of the 16 May minutes, there's a repetition of on in the first line of number one,
mm-hmm.
on third. Just delete the one on.
Thank you. Then page three.
It possibly should read on the third and fourth. Yeah?
Thank you. Anything else on page three? Can we move to page four?
Yeah, sorry, Chair, the last line of page three doesn't make sense. Committee sought assurance from the SAPS management that it was on track to addressing, maybe it should be on track in terms of addressing all audit issues.
Yeah.
Perhaps that?
Yeah, thank you very much.
And then on page four, I can see what is happening. The deliberations, it says the committee said this, the management said that, etc. But when an issue is raised and an issue is answered in the meeting, the answers are not given. For example, the manager was asked to clarify why some of the vehicles have been delivered unmarked. And the minister told us very clearly that those vehicles, the white ones, were delivered to certain stations unmarked, specifically to be used in the cash and transit heists because they were souped up special cars. So we end up with what looks like a bunch of unresolved issues, but there are no answers that were given in the meeting included.
Thank you for that. I'll do resolve that. I think Honourable Kalabanovi note that, but I think it's again difficult to include all the responses. But I think if there's a specific issue you want to raise, you're welcome.
Yeah, look, it's just that it says here the management was asked to clarify this, but then it doesn't say that they did.
Yeah.
I mean, that relates to actually many of them.
Yeah.
But they did give us answers, but the implication is, well,
yeah,
they might have said something, but you're not allowed to know what they said.
Actually, what Honourable Colour Malam wants is a two-liner just to say the management, you know, responded to whatever replied.
Mm.
So we'll ask just the committee section just that.
Yeah,
they
did give us a response.
They
actually didn't give us a response. Where they didn't give us clarification, they gave us the response in writing, Chair. And I will check what the responses were in writing because the National Commission usually follows up and sends letters to the chairperson on the responses that they didn't provide in the meeting.
No, I think the minister wasn't at that meeting.
I was going to say, I wonder now if he didn't respond in the next meeting or something when the minister did arrive.
No.
Because I know he sat there and said somebody raised the issue about the unmarked vehicles and he specifically brought in those ones for the cash and transit heights. So it may have been answered in another meeting.
Yeah,
okay,
he
thank
wasn't
you.
At that place.
You're quite right.
Meeting, you know, he wasn't there. But thank you for raising that.
Chairperson, but in any way it must be indicated that they said they will respond in writing.
Thank you, Honourable Mark. Yes, Honourable Mullah.
Thank you, Chairperson. And in this response of the Sura, you remember that we asked for the registration of the Polokulu. They said they will send it in writing. Are they sending those responses or what? Because we don't know if they are sending it or not. Because they were saying the following week we'll send it. Up until now, we don't know if they send or not.
Yeah, I think when we come to that meeting, we'll just make a note and just see. Thank you for that, Amrullah. Thank you. Then just 18 May. Is there anything else, colleagues? Can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes? Thank you, Honourable Mullah Sekina. Thank you, Honourable Bijaf. We move then that again, 16 May. Can that be correct? Can we just... No, but that's
not... No,
can we just get in... Let's move to 12 June. Let the secretary just look at what that meeting was. Let's move to the 12th of June. Page 1. Then page 2. And then page 4.
Page 4, number 4. The committee noted with concerns. Take the ace out.
Thank you. I'm Bukhara Barnard. Yeah, so the follow-up meeting will take place this afternoon of the set of minutes. So all the issues are there. Right, honourable members, can we get the, is there anything else?
Just take out, on, in number 5, just take out the station. There was a shortage of DNA kits at station level. Okay.
Thank you very much. Right, can we get a proposal for the adoption of the minute minutes? Thank you, Honourable Mbele, seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mula. We move on to 28 June. Fourth floor, Old Assembly Building. I have a query about whether or not I was absent. Oh no, I was. Was I?
You were, yeah.
Yes. Okay. No, it's fine.
Right. Can we move to page 2? Yes, Honourable Markey.
Western Cape Department of Community, the first bullet point. Shouldn't the word that has been deleted be put in some, what do we call this thing? Yeah, because the way it is written, it just looks fine.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that, Honourable Markey. Right, page 3. page 4.
Yeah, Chair. The under public interest defense, the second bullet, he was of the view that there was proper justification for confidentiality of security measures. I think the sentence should run on. In other words, no full stop, no capital. I think it just runs on in a critical infrastructure. But this, and for some reason this person's written all in the present tense, should be past tense. But this was only justifiable if they were not really in the public domain. So there needs to be a the there. But please just go through this one and put it in the past tense. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, Honourable Mula.
Yes. The last paragraph, the heading, the Civilian Secretariat for Police Service. It's only for police.
Thank you very much for that.
The person pays for Civilian Secretariat for Police Service, second paragraph, the very last sentence, in setting a public interest defense for purposes of clause 26(1)(a), the dash there, it's I don't know whether it's written that way, or what is it supposed to mean? Is it the legal way of writing things?
Yes, Evan, thank you.
The purpose of the clause 26(1), A to C, or A to C. Mm. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, members. Anything on page 5?
Page 5, number 2.
Yes.
Shouldn't it be the committee? The committee made the following deliberation. It's written committee made the.
Yeah. Yeah, the heading is not in line with what is written.
The previous ones just said deliberations.
Yeah,
they didn't put that. That's in the previous minutes. Yeah.
Thank you for
and
that.
And that sentence in number one is, you've seen it. It's, yeah, I can't even, yeah.
Colleagues, anything else? Can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes of 28 June 2016? 2018. Thanks, Honourable Mula. Seconder? Honourable Market?
Sorry.
Yes.
Still on 2-1. The member wanted to know if whether.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. That whole sentence is just mad.
I don't know which one must be struck off there, whether it's the if or
if whether. If and maybe it is. Right, so everybody happy with that? Amendments?
On page 3, I don't know whether it's a misprint or what. This is, if you go to African Criminal Justice Reform, isn't the South African Criminal Justice Reform and also the African Police Civilian Oversight Forum? On page 3 of the minutes of the same minutes of the 28th of June.
Yeah, Chief, they are those two organizations.
Sorry?
They are such NGOs.
Yeah.
The African Criminal Justice Reform is a new organization that is based at the Dalai Lama Center at UWC, and APCOF have done presentations before with us.
Okay. Right, thank you. Can we then move on to 29 June 2018? Let's put that one again. Can we get a proposal for adoption? Thank you, Mr. Markey. Second up. Thank you, Honourable Mullah. Then we move on to 29 June 2018. In B475. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, and then page 4.
Correction on page 1. This meeting, I'm fairly certain I did attend, because I remember the HSF input. So if the records could just be checked on my attendance. I'm pretty sure I was at this meeting.
Yeah. You'll ask the secretary just to look at that. We had 29 June, page 1, page 2, and page 3. Yeah, the deliberations is a bit, there's a bit of gaps there. So I think let's leave it and give the secretariat to look at that again. Let's move to 3 July 2018,
page 1. Yeah, Chair, just English again, under opening and welcome, he indicated, that's in the past tense, that he has. So it must be had. Just please run through that.
Thank you, Honourable Carabonard. Then we move to page 2.
And continuing that sentence, who would not able to attend, who would not be able to.
Thank you very much.
Person, I would like the attendance register to be checked. It is exactly the same as 29 June. And I don't think the 3rd and the 29th would have the same, very, very same attendance register. Because if I remember very well, it's like, and maybe Lusoma didn't come here twice, came only once. So there's something wrong there.
Yes.
The last line, the last sentence. The committee was impressed with the inputs that it received from the various institutions with a high quality standard of work. Now you can't. So it should perhaps read: the committee was impressed with the high quality of the inputs it received from various institutions. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, that's right.
Reverend, do you know where I am? Okay, it's the last sentence on page 1 of the 3rd of July.
Thank you.
You got it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just suggested that that high quality, etc., was impressed with the high quality of the inputs from the various institutions. Thank you.
I just now see there is a repeat, and I can't understand that, of the 29th of July's minutes and the set of the 3rd of July. It's the same contents. So I think let's stand those 2 minutes over. Let's move to the 4th of July. And also look at the minutes, because there's a repeat of the same contents.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the 4th of July.
Oh, those are exactly the same.
It's actually the same, yeah.
The same minutes under the
mm-hmm.
2 dates. Mm. So one or other is the wrong date, or shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Right, colleagues, those 2 set of minutes must come back. Let's go to the 4th of July, 2018. It's a 2-page document. Page 1, and then page 2.
Chair, I think the phrase should read third bullet point, the DA reserved its rights, but you can't call members its, so, or the DA reserved its rights, I think it's fine.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Chairperson, page 2.
Yes.
The last sentence, bullet point of 1.1, do we say for the adoption of the iPad reports? Is it a report?
It's a report. Singular. Well spotted. Yep. Take the S out.
Yeah, remember that it's the committee report. The bill was adopted, but then there's secondly the committee report on our deliberations. So it's 2 separate documents.
So is it report or report?
That should be report. Report. No, that should be singular.
Mm-hmm.
But it's anything else on page 2?
Yeah, it's a small number. Under number 2, second sentence, under committee made the following deliberations. Committee did not adopt the bill. It would adopt the bill when the proofs were produced. Or actually, it should be when the proofs had been produced.
And maybe also just the heading to make it just deliberations. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the way it was in the first umpteen.
Right. Can we get a proposal for the minutes, yes? Yeah, okay.
I should think it's important for me to say that the secretariat needs to take this attendance register seriously because they are needed as such. And if somebody was here, but it's an apology. It has an effect on such issues. It's very, very important to be precise. Thank you.
No, thank you for that. But I mean, we'll ask the Secretary to just look at that again. Can we get a proposal for the 4th of July? Thank you, Honorable Mabija. Thank you, Honorable Mula, for seconding. There's, I think, 3 sets of minutes that need to be re-looked at. The 3rd of July, that's the same as the 29th of July, and then there's 2/16 June. What? May. Or it must be a different date. So let's ask them to come back. This is nice, your member. Yeah. Members, we will take now a 20%. Yes.
The 2.2. What are we talking about? Proofs were produced by the service provider. What is that? It would adopt the bill when the proofs were produced by the service provider. I can't remember.
And Chairperson, I'm asking about the minutes that were in the
G20.
Yeah, because now you saw that one, and you said later, but there's no minutes here. And
Chairperson, I was still on the floor.
There were issues that were, but you see the Chairperson.
I was still on the
floor. Yeah, please check, Chairperson.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Please make follow-ups about the response when they are saying we are going to send it and send to us, because it's us who ask those questions. And if we don't get the response, what is happening? Because they can't say next week we'll send, and next week there's nothing. That is what I was talking about, the minutes. Where are we writing our minutes so that you can go back and check? They can't say to us, we are going to send you the in writing, but there's nothing.
I'm not sure that there was a meeting of high-profile matters on the 29th of March 2018, and this question was asked by Mr. Ramatrakani as well. He did ask the question, but we didn't put this, I didn't see this minute as well. The question was allegations of Paul O'Sullivan, whether the allegations was true or not. He asked that particular question, and there was a response here from the IPED saying there is no O'Sullivan in the case. We have been assisted by the DPCI. We have not had engagements for months with O'Sullivan. That was the response.
But for us, it was for the registration. You remember when when we asked that, is Paul O'Sullivan registered? They said yes, they have a company, but it's not registered on his name. It's registered, I don't know on whose name. And we said, can they please give us the full details of that company? They said they will send it next week. But up until now, we don't know.
We'll ask the content advisor to follow up that issue. Colleagues, we're going to take now half an hour lunch break. There is lunch available, and we'll resume at 2 o'clock with the red agenda. Thank you very much. Yeah.